This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, you've heard the long-running saga about the Martindale proposed Greyhound Racing New South Wales retraining and rehoming facility. Well, the debate has been on whether it should go where Greyhound Racing New South Wales want to put it, on a block of land they've purchased out in the middle of nowhere, in some respects, at Martindale, a former horse stud. But, of course, the local residents do not want it there. We won't go into all those reasons now, but I've received a phone call. Someone who actually listens to me that's even out of our broadcast range, but must have a powerful radio, and he even likes the music I play. But he's got a serious question that he wants to ask about this issue, so I thought we should find out what that question is. And I'm talking about Councillor Dale Hogden from the Warrnambool Shire Council up Dunny Doo way. Councillor, good morning.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
I'm good, mate. So just confirming, you actually said something complimentary about Hunter Valley Today to me.
Yeah, she's a cracking little radio station. We listen to it every day up here in Dunny Doo. We're a couple of builders in Dunny Doo, and we listen on the little Makita job site radio, picked up clear as a bell.
Yeah, there is one problem I've found with you, though. Apparently, you're a Parramatta supporter.
That's correct. I don't like to publicise it too much, but I like to hear we give you a touch-up on Friday night. It was great.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the score again? Can you remind me?
Oh, I don't know. I was asleep by then. It put me to sleep. So the reason you actually got in touch was not to tell me that you liked the radio station, but about this Greyhound Racing New South Wales proposal. You're saying that if Martindale doesn't want it, you'll have it in Dunny Doo.
Yeah, that's right, Darren. I don't think it's necessarily in Dunny Doo, but our Warrnambool Shire Council is in desperate need of an industry, and I'm sure that we could fit it somewhere within our region. As you said earlier, 20 to 25 permanent jobs. We're desperate for that, for bits of job security for people in our towns. We've got the mines, which are 100 k's away, but obviously that includes travel and whatnot. So we're open to any sort of suggestions for an industry to come to our area.
You've got the land then?
Well, I'd like to invite Greyhound Racing New South Wales out here to have a look at our piece of paradise and see if they could find anything suitable, and I think they would. We've got a diverse range of properties and land. I think they could suit their industry. We've got plenty of water. We've got great mobile phone coverage. We've got the Golden Highway, which passes through the main street of Dunny Doo. We intersect the Castlereagh Highway, which comes out of Sydney and through Mudgee and heads to the north. So we're centrally located in the central west for an industry like this.
So what sort of services do you have in town? You mentioned you've got good mobile reception. That's pretty critical, which is hard to find out in Martindale.
Yeah, well, talking services, that's another issue. Like, obviously, every country town's missing a doctor, but we're doing our best to try and find a doctor and increase that availability. But as everyone, it's a hard work.
Okay, and do you have any vets around?
Yeah, we've got a vet, Vets in Cooler, which actually service down into the Hunter Valley region. They service into Merriwall. So yeah, we've got a vet, which is only 50 kilometres from Dunny Doo.
So what you're saying is there's no real reason why they couldn't establish there if that's the route they decided to take?
Yeah, really. Yeah, no, that's right. There's no reason. There's actually no reason. To the south of us, we've got Gulgong, who's a population of 2,500 people. And to the north of us, we've got Cooler, with a population of 800, same as us in Dunny Doo. I think surely we could equip the facility with employment.
So would there be enough staff for Greyhound Racing New South Wales to be able to employ and maintain to operate the facility?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I believe so.
Is there a lot of unemployment there?
Yes, there is unemployment because, other than the mines and the farming industry, that's really about it. We've got the wind turbines that are coming, but they're a few years off.
Would council be prepared to entertain, I suppose, giving any incentives to Greyhound Racing New South Wales, or do you think if they came up for a look, it'd be pretty self-evident?
Yeah, council's open to discussions with Greyhound Racing. I think we need to, try and seize an opportunity. I think council would work well with them if that was the path they chose.
Okay, well, it sounds like I better put you in touch with the people I speak to at Greyhound Racing New South Wales and leave you guys to have a bit of a chat and see what happens.
Yeah, that's great, Darren. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you very much. That's Councillor Dale Hogden from the Warrumbungle Shire Council up Dunedoo Way on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.